Hey, Brock.
Hey, Hunter.
What did we learn on the Plan B morning show today?
Of course, as always, what we learned on the show. Why did I sound drunk there?
What we learned on the show.
I know it's Friday, but...
Starting early, man. Good Lord. What did we learn on the show? Brought to you by Special Light, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. That's right. Local Special Light. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. What did we learn on the show today, Hunter?
We learned that Kiki greases herself up to get away from you.
Greased up deaf guy.
It's like, a, you know, like...
Yeah, so she's like a greased up hog, and I got to catch it.
Yep.
It's a fun game we play. I dress
it's,
up.
It's going to be on the what is it, the COVID camper.
Conversations,
She's gonna lube herself up, grease herself up, and Brock's going to chase her on the camper and try to catch her.
I get in my coveralls with my straw hat, and then she gets greased up, and we play Farmer Catches the Greased Up Pig.
Is she right there by chance?
No, she is not, because I would never say that in front of her face.
Oh, I was going to say, Kiki, do a hog noise. Do a pig noise.
Wee, 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 wee.
Great. That's good. Not getting anything for the rest of the weekend. We also learned that there's some pissed off stay-at-home wives because a bunch of wine got stolen, and now they have nothing to wash down their Percocets. So.
Just stained teeth, wine glass lipstick, pissed off cougars. Just
what am I going to throw in the face of my maid when she doesn't clean the banister properly if I don't have any wine in my glass?
He spilled what? 1,000 gallons of wine?
That's a weekend.
There goes my weekend. Hey, you know what? All the younger guys are pissed off, too, because they're not going to get any action from any cougars.
Those drunk cougars, man, they're going to be sober, and they're not going to make all those poor choices.
Yeah, they're actually going to hang out with their husbands for once.
Yeah. This is, you're not too bad, I guess. The last thing we learned is that Hunter still thinks he can beat up Bruce Lee. I don't know why.
Snapped neck, dude. Not a chance, bro. It's all movies. Dude, even Chris Harry's brother, Donnie, was sending me videos this morning. He's like, this is a real fight. No, the guy's flopping. Worse than LeBron James. He's 0-0, Bruce Lee. Everybody's got to admit that.
Here's what it is.
0-0.
Bruce Lee is the trampoline, and you are you. The trampoline is going to win it, all right?
No. Nope. That trampoline's got sides on it, bro. I'm telling you.
I wish we could see this. We should make this happen. Maybe we can do it, virtually.
Look at him in his black windbreaker pants kicking around. Come on. Movie magic. Get out of here.
He has to wear those pants because otherwise his legs would go too fast. The pants slow his kick down because he's so fast.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Roundhouse your head right off your body.
What, 1-inch punch? Get out of here with your 1-inch punch.
Oh, I love it. All right, that's what we learned on the show. Thank you all so much for joining us. Don't forget, it's another old school weekend. This weekend, kicking off at 5. We got the best of the Plan B morning show coming up. We got everything. It's going to be a great weekend. Enjoy it. And we'll see you back here on Monday when we get back to it. All right. See you next time. As always, Kate Upton, if you're listening, give us a call.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
I'd grease her up. You know that.
Dude. Check it.